He's taking sprinklers. Bill?
Hey, Bill. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good. You sound disappointed.
No, not at all. I'm just here working away and invoicing. And I must have been responding emotionally to something else in my environment. Yeah. So who likes invoicing? And so stuff to do. Somebody has to do it.
Right. I understand. Absolutely. So Vanya had asked me to give you a shout to see something that you wanted to upgrade something for East Texas sprinklers repair.
Well, honestly, if you could hold 1 second, speaking of which,
yeah.
I got a lead call coming in right now.
Yep, take your time. No worries.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. So, no, I was, actually just speaking to the person before just about, general, improvements that you guys can, things you could add to your repertoire. And of products and services.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, and we'll see how some of these things go. You may be able to help with some and may not, but y'all are so closely related to, some other products and services. It just seems like y'all should be able to add them. And I know when you're trying to get a company to move and do something different or add something new, then it's like, that's above my pay grade. It's somebody higher up on the food chain. They got to discuss it and make it happen. And it takes a minute, to make that stuff happen. And then all of a sudden now we add a new service, like we're selling Google guaranteed stuff, right? And my bad, I apologize. I got to ask you to hold one more time.
That's fine. Take your time.
Customer is calling. Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back with you.
Okay.
So that actually was I thought it was a new customer, but it wasn't. It was an existing one where we're supposed to be at their house like already, and we're not there. And but it's in the business of sprinkler repairs. You never know whether it's going to be 5 minutes or 15 hours you're on a job.
So, gosh, that's so, quite the difference.
Yeah. it's a nightmare trying to schedule for that.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them it's like trying to steer a runaway train, and
right.
It pretty much goes one direction, you can't hardly stop it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just the way this stuff goes. And so same for you guys. I get that, you do what you do, and that's, it's all you do. Good night. I'm not answering this one.
Go ahead. It's fine. I don't want you to miss any customers. Go ahead.
One second.
Yep.
Okay. One of the things is, people really should produce their own websites. You know what I mean? And we should too, but we're using your little website landing page, if you will. But we should get our own full-featured site built. And we planned on it for a long time, but just didn't do it. And honestly, I'm, part of the reason why we didn't do it is I'm old and I've grown a big business before. I mean, I can overcome almost any obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
And so we website, no website, a stupid name or not stupid name, it's like whatever, we can make it work. It can be nice to have a nice website. But anyway, our website could be better. And it's had the same pictures from the beginning and it's a little bit on the lame side. And then, and we would like to add some stuff, like if we can integrate some, we're going to do some things with, MailChimp and by the way, that's all stuff that you guys could do. You know what I mean? And so I don't know why you're letting MailChimp.
Well, if we were partnered with MailChimp, then that would be one thing. But the way that our focus goes isn't to do emailers and blasts like that. But we can definitely integrate those things if that's what you need. And I can schedule you an appointment to update the website with the website development team.
Yeah.
Any photographs that you want, anything that you want, we can take care of that. Absolutely.
The Facebook marketing, we haven't gotten you to do much, but the little bit that you guys did do, and I hate to tell you this also, is, it's a little embarrassing, but I have a degree in advertising. And so, University of Texas, and so I know a little bit about it, and the copy that Facebook ad that you guys, y'all ran one for us, but it was, it was, uh, You know, it was, and I should have looked at the copy and approved it and all that kind of stuff, but it was real wordy, and it's like, hey, we're pot calling the kettle black, you know, I'm real wordy too. But we want to, when we're selling, particularly in print in front of some people, we want to have some kind of attention grabber. The headline has to grab it. It can't be too wordy. If you can't get them to, you know, if you can't get them to read the headline, you can't get them to read the rest of the copy. And if you can't get them to read the first sentence, can't read the rest, they won't read the rest. So there has to be a hook and it has to make their mouth water and hit them right between the eyes, bang, and make their mouth water and like, whoa, okay, I want to look more. And it was just
so
like,
it shows me here in the notes, Bill, that you've bought Facebook ads one time with us. You spent $100 on Facebook ads with us. And then I don't see that there was any correspondence to and from, like regarding the specifics of what you wanted within those Facebook ads. So when we're doing a generic one, you know, I understand what you're saying. It's generic. You'd like it a little more, you know, targeted, and you'd like it to be a little more specific, which, again, we have the ability to do all of these things for you, but it's a relationship.
Yeah.
So you got to let us know.
Yeah. And kind of two things, by the way, there. And you know, not one tool does all
right.
the things, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
Also with even like the Facebook ads, and I'm not saying this as being critical of necessarily what's done. It just
right.
what was done was the whoever the account manager was, they could be a little bit more on top of it to don't make the client work so hard and see what they're wanting to do and try to accomplish what meeting the need of the moment and knock the ball over
sure.
the fence. And so one thing is to grow the mailing list, the email list. And so there could be Facebook ads written to get everybody's email list and Tyler in you know, their address and make people like want, oh yeah, I'll give you my email address for this. You know, you got to make a trade with them and you're going to give me a free sprinkler repair for me giving you your email address? Awesome. And so you got to make them want to give you their email address, and you limit the ad to kind of one thing. Make that Facebook ad about getting the email address and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And then
another Facebook ad could be about getting the phone to ring, getting people to pick up the phone and make a call, or book an appointment through Facebook. You know, you could integrate it with, you know, helping set up the Facebook calendar or whatever, or integrate with whatever calendar that we're using. We use Jobber scheduling. So, you know, maybe it integrates with Jobber. I don't know. And so we can get that Facebook just to let people know that if we can create that it's in their interest, and you know, instead of paying you know, $400 for a sprinkler repair, how would you like to pay $200? Or instead of $200,
right.
how would you like to pay $100?
Sure.
And or whatever the deal is, and would you like a sprinkler repair for free? And we want to reach out to, you know, and convert those people and let them know how they can do that. And that we give 20% off for referrals. Refer us 5 people and you get a free sprinkler repair, 100% off. And so it's not really that hard. You got people that are in your neighborhood that are looking for it, or friends and family. And by the way, we'll give them 20% off also. And you get 20% off for referring or 100% if you refer us 5. So, if I could get help with people that were proactive on my side or on my team I don't mind paying, you know, for those kinds of services. And if, especially if those things are producing results and they say, You know, you got to be able to you know, to track it. You got to be able to you know, to qualify it, whether it's working or not. And you know, you can do A/B testing on stuff and to see what works, what doesn't, and get good and get it effective at writing these things instead of just saying, yeah, we did it. Look, we put this ad out for you. And, yeah, but it sucks. And, and so, the goal is not to put an ad out. The goal is to have the results from that ad make the client go, oh my goodness, let me explain it this way. I'm old, but I'm not dead, you know, and, my girlfriend is, she's a massage therapist and she knows I write ads, I write copy. And she's like, will you write me an ad for, you know, for my massage business? You know, she was a little low on business. And so I said, yeah, I'll write her an ad. And so I wrote her an ad, and she told me, she said, do you know that, I got $1,000 this week more than I normally do just due to your ads? And then there were weeks later, she asked me again. She said, would you write me another ad? Because I tried and I wrote the ad, you know, and I thought it was good, but nobody calls. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm talking about is write ads that people respond to them. If you can do that, then people will sign up left and right. They will give you money. I'll give you money. And, cause I don't have the time or want to write the ads. But if you can do it and pull it off with results, then it's like, can we do more of those? You know, it costs more, I know, but it's all right.
Right. Okay. So let me understand a little bit more about what it is that you want from me. You want me to sign you back up for Facebook ads and have them rewrite ads for you. We can have a specific CI client onboarding for that, get a little bit of the things that you're specifically looking for, and I can have them write the copy on that. Or are you looking for Google ads? What is it exactly that you're looking for here so I know which direction to go?
Yeah, well, and if I can get sales results without Google, I would prefer it in a who likes Google, you know what I mean? And man, Google's a necessary evil. And but no one wants to give Google more money. And and you give Google what you have to give them. But you don't want to give them more than that. And cuz they're greedy and they just gobble it up and they don't really give you an excellent return on your money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my perspective on Google. The Google guaranteed ads don't work for us, and it's possibly because it's Google, and they say they get us lots of responses, but we use lots of other companies for advertising, and even people like Angie's and Thumbtack and et cetera, others like that as well. And, e-neighborhood or whatever it's called, you know, bunches of other places. And the ones that work, we keep. The ones that don't, we don't. And even like a lot of people complain about Angie. Well, they're a little bit high priced, but we're paying about $20, $21 a lead from Angie, and we'll take all they can produce. And if they can produce $500, $1,000, you know, dollars per month or more, we'll take all they can do. And But Google, they're more to the tune of $35. And it's like, oh, you got to be kidding. And the close ratio on, say, Angie, we're probably 90%+. We convert almost everything.
Nice.
And people say, yeah, but they're selling it to other people at the same time. And we convert 90%+.
That's fantastic.
And so one of the things that you guys do good, by the way, is y'all get other people to call us by some that like our competitors. There's Long's Irrigation, Petty Irrigation, others, our competitors in the area. They call here regularly in the growing season. They call every day, and they may be calling through a Google ad. I don't know, or I don't know how y'all did it, or if it's even related to y'all, but they weren't doing that before y'all, and we love it. And someone called today saying, hey, do you want us to make that stop? You know, try to work on making that stop. I'm like, are you kidding me? Increase it. And because if they're calling our competitor, all we have to do is present our unique selling proposition, and we're closing the deal. And they're like, oh, we would rather go to you. And you've been in business longer, and you do it for a better price, and you're going to get there sooner and faster, and you smile, you don't complain. So great. And it converts. But it's easy taking that business when they're calling the competitor. And so we thank you guys for that. So I can look at the Facebook ads.
Okay.
So the
Facebook ads are done in $100 increments. If you're looking for Facebook ads that have form fill, where those ads are coming out with the form filled directly to you through the messenger and things like that, those are done at $200 and more. Really just depends on how much you want to get started with on those.
Okay. And sorry I wasn't quite prepared for your call, but I am. So I'll have to get back with you on it because I still got some stuff to do yet today. It's 4:30 and I got to get done before 5.
Okay.
And your California time, I'm not. So you got some hours left in your day. Let's get back and talk about it.
Okay.
I'm willing to try some things and see if we can make something work, make something happen.
Absolutely. I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line bill. That way you can contact me when you're ready and we can review what's going on. You can let me know what it is exactly that you want, all the things. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. It was a pleasure talking with you today. You have a good day. Okay. Be safe.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye.